Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WooCast. It's been exactly 1 week since the last one, right, North?
Totally. We haven't at all taken a break or been on hiatus.
Yeah, but now I'm joined by my co-host, as always, Northcote, in person.
Wow.
Wow.
It's like a Half-Live episode.
And my boyfriend's just standing there awkwardly in the background.
He tried to dance, and every single bone in his body just cracked.
Yeah, you're getting old. Speaking of old, we're talking about this week. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Oh, this
is a show that I watched exactly one episode of, and I went, I don't get it.
I joined the fandom, and then after joining the fandom, I discovered bronies were a thing. And I'm just like, oh, maybe let's see what all the hype is about. And I watched an episode and realized, nope.
It's still, no, you're not. My boyfriend just told me he's going to go and jerk off. You better not. I want that load.
You want that load?
I want that cum load. I'm recording a podcast right now, and I'm not taking this audio out.
I want that all up on your face later.
Okay. Anyway.
Are you going to edge?
But yeah, I decided, like, we have a list of topics we could potentially cover, and one of them was MLP, and I was like, you know what? Bronies, they've been in the fandom for a while now, and I think it'd be funny if we discussed it in sexual terms.
But see, that's a hot topic in and of itself. Are bronies
furries?
I've
been a hot topic.
Yeah, I can tell by your outfit.
I'm dressed as Nick Wilde right now because I just filmed a YouTube video and
no,
I'm beautiful.
Not.
What?
No, you're not. What
beautiful?
Are you talking about?
Don't be mean.
I'm gaslighting you. It's because I can't see what you're wearing.
I just farted, so is that gaslighting?
Don't
hold up a lighter, is it gaslighting?
No, if you hold up a lighter, the room will blow up.
I tried the other day to light a fart on fire.
No, you didn't. The blue
and
angel.
Then I didn't realize that we had the window open and my boyfriend was just like, what the fuck, hon? I was like, oh.
What
no one saw it. It's fine.
What were you attempting to do?
I wanted to light my fart on fire because I thought it would be funny. Like, you just hold a lighter up to your
fart.
Yeah,
I know.
But at worst, it would singe my butthole hairs and maybe cauterize my asshole.
It would cauterize. Oh,
speaking of cauterized assholes, yeah, My Little Pony.
But see, that's the hot debate of are bronies furries?
Yes.
So you think so?
They love to deny it. But 1
not million so, not so much if a brony can be a furry, but like, are bronies explicitly part of the furry fandom?
I mean, they weren't, but then they got folded in. So, I just looked it up. No, that's film release. When did, like, the show come out?
The show's been out for like 20 years, my dude.
I'm trying to, like, look up when...
Just Google My Little Pony series.
Oh, I said film. I meant F-I-M.
Well, there was the new film that just came out, which was really good.
Shut the fuck up. It came out in October 10, 2010.
It's older than that.
It's been 11 years.
Is it only 11 years?
I mean, that's a long time.
11 going on 12 years.
That was 16 going up to...
That's a noise.
Please don't unsubscribe. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Nidoflow, if you haven't already. If you're not watching this on YouTube, go subscribe to it.
Also, leave us questions in the comments.
Yeah, actually leave questions.
We had 200 comments in the last video, and right before this, I'm like, oh, let's look for some questions to go through. One question
what
of
the
merit.
Fuck? How dare you guys? So, I released in 2010, and when it got released, I was like, okay, this show is bad. But then the fandom exploded, like, immediately, and it started out as all these guys being like, I don't.
No, because it would have been before 2010, because we're watching that one documentary.
No, it's
and
not.
That was...
It said 2010.
Just look up, when did the original My Little Pony come out?
The original?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Friendship is Magic.
Why do we care about Friendship is Magic?
Because that's when the fandom exploded. No one cared. There were not bronies before Friendship is Magic.
Yes, there were.
No.
Yes, there were.
No, there were some My Little Pony fans.
Because I remember watching
until
a documentary
this show came
on
out.
It.
No, until this show came out, brony was not a word. It was not a thing.
Well, it wasn't a word, but people still participated.
No, it was this show.
That's like saying the furry fandom didn't.
It was this show that suddenly made all these awkward as fuck straight guys go, oh no, I want to fuck a cartoon horse. And then they're like, uh-oh, My Little Pony. And then they came up with the name Brony to make it sound a little bit more masculine.
But see, by that same logic, you could say something about furries. Because we weren't called furries until fairly recently. We were just, what was it, fuzzy animal?
The 90s that furries got toys?
He's having a stroke.
The term got coined. The term got coined.
I got toined.
Salsa.
I got toined. Salsa?
But no, I'm
what
gonna
was
stick
that
with.
Noise?
I'm gonna stick with it. Absolutely was not a thing until the Friendship is Magic popularized it because it wasn't My Little Pony.
Well,
terrible art style.
It breaks down the generations. When was the first My Little Pony series? Does it say? Or does it just start with Gen 4? It just starts with Gen 4.
They're apparently Generation 4. No one liked Old Pony. Because the designs... Old Pony. Because the designs were terrible. They needed to be taken out back and shot. They were awful. Like a horse? That's the joke, yes. They were horrible design. No one liked them. There wasn't really a fandom. There was like some little... It really was like little girls like My Little Pony prior to Friendship is Magic. When all of a sudden all these guys that were like...
It really was just like, what if we do Cabbage Patch Kids, but horses?
Yeah, and it really caught it. They did not intend for their target demographic. Oh my fucking God.
Are you...
No. Their target demographic to be like middle-aged, young, like 20s to like middle-aged men.
Is it really... Okay, what I'm actually curious of is how much of the demographic of people who watch My Little Pony, how much of them are actually... their target demographic of like little kids,
little girls, probably still huge,
but probably really. I know big. It's not the majority.
I think girls would still be the majority. It's just they're not vocal ponies are.
Well, that's what I'm curious of. Is like how much of their franchise is being propped up by fucking bronies.
It was majorly bronies because they took to social media. They made their
their
little bronelets or whatever they're called.
The people who
I don't think their custom characters are called bronelets. Bronelets. I don't know what you call them. Custom ponies with their cutie marks.
I think they're just OCs because I know cutie mark is like the thing that's
do
like,
not steal
the thing on their ass.
Yeah,
that's the like their brand mark essentially.
Yeah,
they were branded.
Yeah,
with love.
And the reason this appealed so much to straight men,
the straights,
was because the only male character they're all mares. The only male character in it was Spike the dragon.
Well, and there's the horse.
What?
Did I just say there's
the horse? There's also the horse character.
There's the one male horse. Literally scroll down.
Okay.
The one on the bottom right. The top right. Him.
Top right?
Wasn't there Mac?
This is Generation 5. This is after.
But no, wasn't there one male?
Oh, there was like...
There was one... It was like the farm one. Like he was like the very
Macintosh? Like, is that a guy?
Wasn't that a guy?
Is it? I don't know.
I could have sworn Macintosh was a guy.
Oh, he's a male.
Yes.
Okay, so I think
like he's there are objectively male characters.
There's
not many because I mean target demographic girls.
It was like girl power, girl world.
There is some pretty hot Macintosh stuff. The Big Mac. There's some pretty good Mac.
Like Macintosh Plus, Macintosh.
Yeah, the original Mac.
Colors.
Apple II.
Apple II. Ooh, spicy.
I almost bought an Apple II.
Cool. So anyway,
I hate you.
The original cast, I'm looking this up because I don't fucking know this. Twilight Sparkle, I'm going to tell you because you're colorblind. She's purple.
I know she's purple.
Dark purple and like maybe pink you could justify as that stripe. It's a little purpley though.
Yeah.
Then there's Applejack. She's the down home country.
I thought she's really endearing.
That character design's cute.
Yeah.
Like, overall, I think this is great, a cute character design. I think it's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to fuck a single one of these characters in the form that they are in the show.
Well, notably, you're gay. But, and they're girls.
No, Applejack's a male, or whatever it was called.
Big Mac, and notably, Big Mac. They're not a part of the original.
Whopper was a male, okay?
Whopper?
Big Mac? Whopper?
Shut up.
Dumbass. I mean, no, like, I just have a hard time seeing these characters that are just cartoon, like, I don't want to fuck that.
Rat, what are you
doing?
My
rat has been drinking water this whole time. You're just going to deal with it. I haven't acknowledged it. I was trying to ignore it. But no, this character design, I don't understand why so many men wanted to fuck those.
Well, see, here's the thing. A lot of these, like, yes, a lot of people like genuinely like the original art style, but a lot of it comes down to them being redesigned into more.
No. Particularly with My Little Pony, yes, they anthropomorphized them more into like humanoid bodies.
No,
but a lot of it was just this.
I don't mean so much that, but just like making them look slightly more like less cartoony. So like the eyes aren't as fucking huge.
But like it's still like
because like the original style is very like chibi, you know?
Chibis? Yeah.
God, that is an old reference that literally no one will get.
No. it's so weird that they're all like, ponies.
Never do that again. Never go.
I mean, maybe it's also because I've never like
scrumbled
like ferals, like when they're not humanoid bodies. I've never liked that.
Yeah.
So maybe it's because they're on all fours that I've never liked them. But I also just think it's so toony and cute that I'm like, I don't want to fuck that. Like, I don't want to fuck Stitch. I want to fuck Himbo Stitch.
True. Himbo Stitch is.
Yeah.
He's something else.
I mean, if you made Himbo Pony, my big
Himbo,
ponies,
and Himbo they're Big Mac. Himbos. Himbo Big Mac?
Yeah, it's supersized.
Super Crunchitize Me, Captain. What?
Not Supersize was one.
Like that McDonald's? Was the McDonald's one.
Yeah.
God, my dad still does the whole Supersize thing.
Does he ask for it? Supersize? Yes. And are they like, sir, it's been 20 years.
Yes. And they'll just like, if he asks like the number 4 is Supersize, they'll just give him like a large. And it's just like, what are you trying to get out of this? My dad's an old man.
Why does your watch just say, I mean, I do stand with Ukraine, but why is it on your watch?
TikTok keeps doing like a bunch of like fundraiser streams. And on my watch, it gives the preview. So they're all like the Ukrainian flag. So my entire watch face will just be the Ukrainian flag.
Oh.
Saying stand with Ukraine.
I mean, it's a good sentiment, I guess.
I mean, yeah.
Anyway, ponies that people fuck. My Little Ponies, to be specific.
Our Little Ponies.
I was describing the characters. Applejack, there's Fluttershy. She
looks like a bitch.
She looks like a dumb bitch.
She just looks like a mean bitch.
Like, I don't like her character design. Her hair actually, is
we're getting to the one that looks like a mean bitch. But...
No, Rarity looks like she's the next one in the list is Rarity, and she looks
medium
like
Rarity.
She looks like the My Little Mermaid.
My Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. What was the
Ariel?
No, the villain.
Ursula.
Isn't that like Ursula as a pony? Skinny Ursula as a pony? Yeah. I think Rarity's Ursula. And I'm fatter Ursula. And I don't somehow know enough about their characters to know how they acted, and I'm just going to imagine she acted like Ursula.
The limited knowledge I have is just from clips that I've seen.
Oh, my God. Actual bronies listening to this are going to be so mad.
Oh, 100%. They're going to hate us. We're going to have a brony boycott. A brocott.
Bro. Please don't brocott me. I need all that brogurt.
Stop. Well, your boyfriend's gonna give some to you later, remember?
Yeah, he's gonna come on my face. There's also Pinkie Pie, who's
that's the one that looks pink. Like a mean bitch. She looks like a mean girl's, like, will be mean to you behind your back. We'll have a burn book kind of bitch.
Yeah,
you know?
Fluttershy looks like she'd be the goody two shoes who, like,
yeah,
follows all the rules.
Pinkie Pie
looks
like
I'm gonna bully you and be a mean
yeah
girl. Yeah,
Pinkie Pie is gonna make you cry, and she will not care about it.
Do you think there's art of someone sticking their pinky finger up Pinkie Pie's ass?
Two in the pink, one in the stink?
Two in the Pinkie Pie, one in the Stinky Pie.
Ew! That is deplorable.
You fuck her and you get a cream pie.
Oh, no.
I hope it's not a chocolate cream pie.
A creamy pie? A Pinkie Pie creamy pie.
You don't need to add the E.
E.
And then there's Rainbow Dash, who is definitely the butch lesbian.
Oh, 100%. There's no way that she isn't.
I know, because I've seen clips of Rainbow Dash. She's a dyke. And I mean that in an endearing way. I'm a fag. I like that word. I'm not using it as, like, derogatory. Like, she's a dyke.
We love the lesbians.
We're gay, aren't we contractually obligated to?
No, but they're like us, but more productive. Like, we're very just like, oh, fuck me. But they actually get shit done.
I definitely know lazy lesbians. Ooh, lazy lesbians is like a good like team name. We're the lazy lesbians.
That's my new drag name.
And I'm the fucking fags. I don't know. And then the last one they list is Spike, and he's a little dragon, and
he's
cute.
Spike looks constipated in that picture.
Yeah, but he looks like grumpy and angry, and like I could see anthropomorphizing like Spike more and like making him like a Spyro, like the new redesigned dragon body. That's hot.
Oh yeah,
I would fuck Spike if he looked like that. Not like that, because he looked like. My dick is bigger than his body there.
Yeah.
So no
thank you. Well, macro micro, maybe.
Not into it.
That's right. You're boring.
If there's a lot of giantess pony porn?
Giantess pony porn.
Yeah. So they're just like really big ponies.
Oh, like clop on me, daddy. Like this huge horse.
Oh, yeah. The word for bronies jerking off, like furries, we have pawing off because we have paws.
And
they have
disgusting
clopping. And brony porn is called clop.
Yeah.
You gotta add that.
I've always hated the word clop.
That is really gross. It is not an elegant word.
Like, yif isn't a great word either, but it's...
Yif is cute.
It's not an ugly word. Clop just... Like, just the way that comes out of your mouth.
It's just not a satisfying clop mouth feel.
No, like, it just clop sounds...
It sounds like plop.
Oh, no,
like
it does.
Poop.
There is a lot of scat brony porn.
I didn't know that. Why do you know that?
Because it constantly comes up.
Constantly not constipated.
No, I will be on E621. And
big chunks.
Periodically, I will actually look up Big Mac because I genuinely do like his character design.
Oh, you know, I hear that if you're into scat, there's this really obscure artist called Red Rusker that has a different account. And it's called...
Oh, you're just going to fully call out the original...
It's called...
Toilet Maw.
Toilet Maw. Oh, so God. if you like poo-poo and you like Red Rusker, look up Toilet Maw on Twitter. I did, and it's not my kink, so I'm going to personally say it scarred me a little. And that's okay to say. It's okay to say I don't like poo-poo. And if you like poo-poo, that's great. I'm so happy for you for liking poop, but I personally
don't like
poop.
I'm so happy for you
like
liking poop.
Just so great that you like poop.
You sound so condescending.
No, I'm I'm not trying to sound condescending. I literally don't care if someone's into
shit. That's so good for you that you like shit.
I don't care if you're into shit. I just don't want to see it or smell it. Or smell feel it.
Like the squelch.
The what blort.
Blort! Oh, God.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Paul Blart! No, but the... Oh, God. But there is a surprising amount of scat porn for bronies. Why? Sorry, scat clop. I'm sorry.
Is it because horses poop a lot?
I mean, everything poops.
Everybody poops.
They made a whole book about everybody poops.
Everybody poops.
Every
If you are every still pony. Listening right now, thank you every for pony. Sticking with
if
us.
If I hear every pony
oh,
one more.
Every pony's a bad one. That's well, like saying every fur.
Well, there was the every pony, which then got adopted into the fandom as every fur. But I think every pony
no, I think every fur was long
before. I think every pony was first.
No.
It's you think every fur...
Yes. Yes. As soon as the term furry was coined, someone was like, every fur. I had a 65-year-old nice gentleman message me about selling his collection. And he said, back in the day, we said every fur. And I was like, oh, my God.
No, really? Yeah. Oh, God. That's so cringy.
Oh, there's also supporting characters. Apple Bloom. Scootaloo?
Oh, there's Princess Celestia. I always just... I thought she's fierce.
Sweetie Belle.
Sweetie Belle.
Babs Seed. Oh. Is that a baby?
Give me some of your...
Is that a baby pony called Babs Seed? Isn't that a little literal? Like, that's their seed, their
oh,
offspring?
No.
That's terrible. Gabby. Just Gabby.
Gabby. Hey, girl.
Princess Celestia. A lot of people want to fuck her.
Who's that bottom left one?
I'm not there yet. There's Princess Luna. Prince Blue Blood. Okay.
What?
Shining Armor.
Oh, is he a blue
oh,
collar?
Oh, Shining Armor is a fuckable pony.
He's a blue collar worker.
Look at him. He's a fuckable pony, though. He's got that.
Is
like,
that a he?
He's suave.
Wait, yeah. Why is he? He looks like he'd be a douche, though. He looks like he'd just be a dick.
Like, yeah,
looks,
but
he
like
he looks like someone named Chad who wears boat shoes around.
He would meet you in a Home Depot bathroom.
Maybe.
There's also Princess Cadence, Prince Rutherford, who
Rutherford. Well, it's Rutherford. But
okay,
still.
You made me think. Flurry Heart, Ember. Thorax.
Oh, is that the bottom left one?
Is Thorax like a Dr. Seuss character?
Thorax is like a part of a bug.
Oh, the Thorax.
Thorax is a part of a bug.
Princess
what is...
Sky Star, Queen Novo, and Princess Amore.
Yeah, you were part of that last one?
Amore.
Amore.
It seems like there's a lot of men in the Apple family.
Yeah.
Oh, Granny Smith, no one can... Apple Strudel.
Oh, see, Odin, we're just going to start going through all the families now.
I'm not doing that. I was actually going to stop there.
But I will say the Apple puns are pretty great. Granny Apple.
And it's funny because, like, the brony fandom died.
Yeah.
When BronyCon stopped, the fandom died.
Or DashCon.
DashCon was for Tumblr.
No. I thought
yeah,
it was
a Tumblr dashboard, the dash.
Oh.
Idiot.
Oh, I am an idiot.
Yeah.
I thought there was an... There was,
BronyCon!
There was BronyCon and another one. There were two separate Brony conventions.
Yeah, there's many Brony conventions.
Well,
actually.
I mean, like, the two big ones.
Stop doing that. Stop!
Daddy!
Ew.
Alpha?
Ew, stop! But yeah, once BronyCon shut down, the Brony fandom kind of dissipated, and then, I'm sure there's some people like, no, I'm not a furry! But most of those bronies got folded into furries.
Oh, I remember...
Like, North.
My folds.
Vor. I was making a Vor reference, but you can make a fat reference.
I'm so versatile. Anyway, but yeah, I remember when those cons went down, and just on FA, seeing all these bronies coming... As fucking refuge.
Those cons went they down were like, faster than you on an ass. Like, they were just...
Gobble, gobble. You gotta eat that ass. But yeah, I remember being on, like, the FAs of the world when bronies essentially came as fucking refugees to the fandom. Like, we have nowhere else to go.
Yeah, and then we're like...
Because,
well,
like, the cons went down a
can
bunch
you draw
of...
Anthro horse dick well? Yeah? All right, you're in.
Yeah, honestly. That really... Like, could you make your horses stand on two legs instead of four? Stunning.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Like, you go to conventions, and there's still so much brony merch. There's a lot of brony merch. There's brony dockies out the ass.
I mean, they're not so much an independent entity as they used to be, but they're still going alive and well. Like, bronies are still very much so a thing. Especially with the latest movie that just came out.
Why?
What about it? Why did the movie come out?
Is it a friendship movie?
No, it's
is it
the it's
new
like
generation?
The same cast.
I thought they didn't like the new generation of ponies.
I don't know.
I don't know either. All I know is about
All I remember is one of our friends, Zeke, the one who lives nearby.
Never heard of her, sure.
Never heard of her before. We don't know Zeke. I'm sorry.
Fuck you, Zeke.
He's probably
not
watching.
Listening.
He doesn't watch these.
He doesn't listen.
No one watches these.
No one watches them because they're audio.
Yeah.
Idiot.
But there was apparently a lot of good songs in the newest movie. It was like a musical kind of thing.
Oh my god.
But some of the songs were kind of all right. And that was the worst part. Because they kept showing up on TikTok, on like furry TikTok. Because, like, you know, there isn't a brony TikTok. It's just kind of everything's mushed together. But some of the songs are pretty all right, I will say. As a non-brony, as a brony ally.
A brally?
A brally.
A pony? Componian?
Componian. Componian.
Componian. That was a brain hurt tea. But anyway.
Right?
No. It was looked on for Affinity for years, and it's so much pony porn.
There was a lot. It has died down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, because Friendship is Magic is done. They stopped doing that line.
Yeah, I know. Like that chunk of the franchise. Yeah.
It was created by what was her name? Something Frost?
I have no idea.
Something Frost. She's such a famous voice actress.
Oh yeah, I know she is.
Tara Strong.
And there's
Tara Strong and Something Frost, I think.
You're looking at me as if I know. I know
Tara Strong.
This isn't like I've forgotten. I've just never known.
It was like their like dream to create the show, and then they were like, "Okay, thanks. Nah, we're gonna Hasbro it and kick you off."
Yeah, that's really what happened. Whoops. Now. That is really what
we're gonna make
happens.
Billions of dollars off this. Kick you off your own show.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
I mean, really though, I mean that's kind of how a lot of shows have gone. But this is the one where it hurt.
It was really kicking the saddle. Nay? Yay or nay on that joke?
Nay.
Hey.
Hay's for horses.
And ponies are for bronies.
That was painful.
Yeah.
But what would your cutie mark be? Like, yeah, you have dildo. You have the paw print on your ass. But like a lot of them
I kind of have a cutie mark.
But like, what would your cutie mark be if not a paw mark? Because that's very...
A dildo.
You would literally just have a dildo stamped on your ass.
For Nido, I would do like a dildo.
Not like a carrot?
No, just a dildo.
Just a whole... What kind of dildo then?
A dildo.
Like generic dildo number 5?
The dildo
five.
Kind? A phallic dildo?
Just a dick.
Just a phallus.
Just like a purple dick on your ass.
Odin, I would probably like have the Louis Vuitton.
Like, branding.
I just a woo.
You just have a woo written.
Is yours like a 10-course meal? As your cutie mark.
Yeah, I would have
just an illustration.
I would have a detailed.
It's the Last Supper on your ass.
The Leonardo da Vinci Last Supper tattooed on my fucking ass.
Da Vinci did that one?
Yes, that was Leonardo da Vinci.
Ah, he was great in that one movie.
You're such an idiot.
Leonardo DiCaprio Vinci.
Da Vinci's still yet to get an Oscar.
How dead is he? He's like 1500 or something?
Yeah, Renaissance.
Renaissance. You know, historians in the future are going to be like looking at brony art.
Oh, I've thought about. Well, someone's pointed out to me the fact that because everything gets posted, all those like the teenage girls and girls in the early 20s who are like posting like damn near full body nudes on Instagram with like a pasty. Like when they're like old and gray, 80 years old, their kids are going to be able to go back and see like there's Granny when she was 20. With her entire fucking tit out, which is perfectly fine.
That's why you're just gay and you don't
breed. It's not so much like the...
Just
like,
don't breed.
Don't breed.
Yeah, just don't have children ever, because children are the worst things in the world. And
yeah. And if you really want to have a kid, fucking adopt. Just adopt. There's so many kids out there that like.
But if
don't
you
want to
have your own kid, that's okay too, you fucking condescending bitch.
But just adopt.
Yeah, well, it's expensive though, that's the downside.
All kids are expensive.
No, it's like adoption is actually really expensive. It's stupid.
But, like, comparatively to, like, the process...
Shitting out a baby?
Yes.
Shitting out a baby is you stick your dick in them and then you wash
it. I mean, a baby is just as expensive, though.
Yes.
Because you consider,
but like the
you consider all the hospital fees. You consider...
So, anyway, My Little Pony's a show.
How did we get here?
I don't know. How much more is there to talk about with this shit? I mean, there's a ton you could talk about. Why don't they have, like, the unicorn ponies, like, just be dildos? There's got to be art of that.
There is art of that. There's also art. Well, like, a lot of the unicorns, like, they could do, like, magic with their horn.
Oh, no. So they conjure up dildos.
Yeah. Not so much that, but they do, like, a lot of, like, they'll conjure up, like, a hand, and, like, the ghost hands will, like, fuck someone. Like, that kind of thing.
Okay. Love that for it.
For it? Am I the it?
It's a horse.
Oh. They still have genders. A horse can be a he or a she.
My gender is brony.
Stop it.
There had to be so many people watching this, and like this. If this is your furry awakening, that's interesting.
If you're a brony and haven't clicked away already,
comment if you're a brony.
Comment if you're a brony that's made it this far.
If you've made it this far, comment "I am a brony" or "I am not a brony," whichever one is.
Well, people will comment that anyway. I am a brony. You've seen some of the comments.
If you've made it this far, comment "I am a brony," and North. That's all. It doesn't have to make sense. And North. I am a brony. If you are not a brony, say "I am not a brony" and North. That's all.
Just entirely grammatically nonsensical.
That's the true awooers will.
The awooers.
The awooers of 1912.
What?
Sounds like wars.
Well, the War of 1812 was a thing. The War of 19. The War of.
It's the awoo war. It didn't exist.
The awoo war. Awoo war.
The awoo borealis.
The awoo borealis.
Yeah.
Merging opportunity.
So I decided. The second I start talking, are you serious?
I didn't realize you were going to start talking.
Oh, it smells so bad.
Yeah, because it's Red Bull. And I had a lot of garlic. But you like garlic, don't you? So I don't know why.
I decided to look up I just looked up brony. Why did it?
What do you think?
Brony.
That's like looking up furry on E621.
Well, I went to E621 and looked up brony just to see what come up. And it's all that Pinkie Pie bitch.
No, just look up MLP. Because brony ain't going to get you.
What? Look at how much porn there is!
Three pages.
Ugh.
Just type in MLP. Yeah, there you go. 2,600. 21.
There's way more. 261,000 My Little Pony pictures.
As compared to three pages of just brony.
Oh, God.
There's so many. Want to know what the worst ones are?
Oh, this is cute.
Want to know what the worst ones are? The anatomically correct horse breasts.
Where it's a like, horse boob?
They're similar to like cow udders, but they're just not as defined.
What?
Like horse.
Horses have boobies?
Well, they have nipples. They have teats. It's just kind of like where the udders would be on a cow, but just less defined. And they're kind of gross.
I never wanted to know that.
I didn't either. Do you know what ones, side note, the ones that are really bad is like the anatomically correct kangaroo pouches. I showed you that the other day.
Stop! That's traumatic.
Never, ever, ever, and you're going to look it up. I know you will, but never, ever, ever look up the anatomically correct kangaroo pouches.
You should look up fucking toilet mob before you should look that up. Goddamn.
But what is some of this? But see, you mentioned this earlier. The fine line between what's brony and what's just like feral, you know? Like, would all of this just be considered feral then?
What I'm noticing is most people anthropomorphize them at this point.
Well, this
but
is
that's
also,
because they've been folded into the furry fandom.
This is also E621, which is primarily a furry site, but...
Oh, God, look at that. Is that just an entire-ass pony that is a vagina? Oh, no, that's just a close-up.
Mare pussy. Donut buttholes are great.
I agree.
Yeah, the...
Look, this is Princess Fuckhole. Look at her donut butthole. Oh, she's in a cock cage.
That's a...
Okay.
That's a thick ass, you know?
Oh, I want to vomit. That looks so gross. There is. Who is this? Oh, is it their brony OC?
Wait, why
oh,
is that...
cute.
Why is he kind of cute and hot, though?
Yeah.
You just pushed me away.
The artist is Sway Bat we're looking at. Let's look. Maybe they're just good at art. Oh, that looks a little... Mm-mm. Uh-oh.
What are you seeing, Odin? Why don't you narrate for us?
Ooh, don't like that. Don't like that. Oh, don't like that. I'm looking at brony...
Yeah.
This is cute, though.
That's cute.
Here,
I thought you were going to save image it.
No, I'll just send this to you, North. Like, as we're doing the podcast...
Why is my name spelled wrong in your Telegram?
What do you mean?
North Space Coat?
That's forever. That's when I started knowing you. I also I spell friends' names incorrectly. I never change it because I think it's funny. Like, Metalcaster is Metalcatregister. Like, I added a D for no reason. It's funny.
So for 4 years of knowing me,
mm-hmm.
my name has been wrong in your Telegram?
Maybe at this point, you have it wrong.
No!
Which has been around longer.
Well, you've been around forever.
Yeah, I'm 31 as of like a few days
ago. He just turned 31. Everyone say happy birthday.
I'm listening to them right now.
Can you hear them?
Thank you guys so
much. Can you hear our four viewers saying happy birthday?
We get a few people. Now that we have to age restrict these, I don't think we're going to get very many, but...
We've always age restricted the WooCast.
No, we haven't. The pod... You don't have to age restrict podcasts. They're just audio.
Oh, that's true.
Like, a lot of adult podcasts don't age restricted on YouTube because you don't have to.
What's the fourth one, top row? Never mind, I don't like it. I thought it was a guy.
Yeah, My Little Pony Porn is a choice.
It is also mostly women. Like, it's mostly...
It's mostly lesbian.
It's mostly, like, lesbian or straight.
Or
like,
futanari, is that how you say it? Is that where, like...
That's one of the words that I've never tried to pronounce out loud, and I never will.
That's when it's, there's no PC way to put it, so I'm just not going to say it. I'm afraid of upsetting someone somehow.
Yeah, no. But yeah, you're hard pressed. Like, it exists, but finding gay clop.
Gay clop.
It's like a cyclops. A gay clops.
This is just the normal MILP characters, but they...
Ew, there's the nipples! Ah! There's the nipples!
Oh, that's so gross.
Isn't it disgusting?
Who the fuck likes that, you freak?
And you better believe that there's porn involving that, because I've seen it, and it's deplorable. It's like a guy sucking on the teats.
There's got to be, like, a tag on E621 about that.
Oh, no, it's an animation. Click on it.
Well, it's not animated at all, really.
I was hoping, like, there would be more, you know? Crotch breasts.
Crotch breasts. Wait. Where is that?
It it would be alphabetically.
Oh my God! Crotch breasts on Fur Affinity. On E621. Look it up.
One word. Oh Lord.
Fucking hell, man.
All right.
Look at those big old crotch titties.
Those big old knockers.
Those are basically just nuts.
They're just
nuts with nipples.
They really do look
nuts with nipples.
They look like glossy breasts, but just above where the clit is.
My lip gloss is popping.
Like, what if you just put...
Did you listen to that song? My lip gloss is cool. All the boys keep down here. My luck after school. What you know about me? What you know?
I just wanted to let that go. I wanted to see how far
that... Did you listen to it, though?
Yes, I've heard that song.
Fucker.
Yes!
My Little Pony Porn.
This is so bad.
Look, we chose this topic, and neither of us really watched My Little Pony. We just see so much MLP shit in the fandom, we thought we...
There is a lot of MLP shit.
Stop. You're a scat man.
I'm not, though. Skibbity-bip.
I'm gonna leave a pregnant pause there. There's, like, a furry merch site probably called Pregnant Pause.
And pregnant it's all just... Pause? Probably not. That's a bit of a stretch.
That's pretty, ew. Well, yeah, to squeeze that out. Like a whole
maternity
horse.
Clothing.
There's not much more to say about My Little Pony. Let's really, be completely honest.
At least not from us.
No.
There's probably going to be people in the comments like, you forgot about
Is that what
this.
They sound like?
Yeah, every last one.
So which MILP character, I'm going to call it MILP.
Big Mac. That's my favorite.
I would fuck...
Or would you wanna...
Shining Armor. I don't know who he is.
He's the douchey-looking one.
I would fuck him. Yep.
He looks inbred. Look at his face. Go back to the previous picture. He looks inbred.
No, he looks
Look
suave.
At that stupid face.
Oh, let me look it up. I'm looking it up on... Ooh.
It's Emmy
Armor. I'm looking it up on E621. There's nowhere. There's like no art of him?
We'll try Shining _ Armor, because that's how E621 works.
I don't use E621 to jerk off. I don't fucking know.
There you go. Which, once again, still isn't that much. Well, there's several
there's
pages.
There's quite a bit. MLP.
Well, we know it's MLP.
I'm just making sure.
As compared to what? Just gloss?
A Knight in Shining Armor. Why are they all females? It's a male character. I want to see his weenie.
Yeah, God forbid we draw.
Odie want weenie.
Then just type in gay or add the tag male.
I don't know how this website works.
What do you use then? Do you just use FA?
I generally don't look at furry porn. I look at furry porn like when it comes up on Twitter or someone sends it to me, but like my go-to jerk-off stuff is just like regular porn.
Humies?
Please don't ever say that again.
Muggles.
What the fuck? That'd be kind of hot if...
Look at the face on the left.
Yeah, that one's gross.
It's very... Ooh!
There's not a lot of Knight in Shining... Or just Shining Armor art that's... What the fuck?
Wait. There you go. There's your hyper.
Oh.
There's your hyper.
Yeah, I guess I'd fuck him the most. But, man, there's not good art of him.
Look up some Big Mac. Let's get some Big Mac. Let me get a McPick, too.
The Big Mac is a hamburger sold by the international food restaurant chain McDonald's. It was introduced in Greater Pittsburgh area in 1967 and was nationwide in 1968. It is one of the company's flagship product and its signature dishes.
Where's your boyfriend from? Philly. Never mind. Yeah.
I want to scroll. Okay, I Google image it. I want to see how long it takes to see the pony.
It's not going to come up.
It will.
No, it won't.
It fucking will.
No, it won't.
It will. I'm scrolling. There's no ponies.
I would sooner expect seeing a large Apple Mac computer before I see a Macintosh.
No, I guarantee you the pony's going to show up. Show more results. Oh, fuck. This isn't going well.
No, it's not going well. You've scrolled through how many pages?
Fuck! It didn't show up.
You hit the bottom of the page.
What the fuck? Big Mac. Pony.
Yep. That's it.
Oh. Oh.
Put the word clop after. Let's see what happens.
Clop? Oh, I forgot that's...
Let's see what Google Images provides. Yeah, we're on Google Images now. We've moved away from FA. What's the second image?
It's very fuckable My Little Pony.
Big Mac be looking submissive and breedable, my guy.
I could not feel our age gap any stronger than just there.
Seriously?
Oh, God.
He's 10 years older than me.
I fucking hate you.
What?
Just, you're old. Shut up. I hate you. There's not a lot of clap on Google image results. What the fuck?
Is there any MLP TARS?
Oh, I'm sure. Let me look at E621 again.
I don't know why you keep closing it. You keep doing one search and then close the whole tab and then have to restart. There are MLP TARS.
My little tarny. My little tarny. They're a little tar.
Me.
Let's just have a shorter episode this week. I hate My Little Pony.
That's the takeaway.
Do you like My Little Pony?
I don't like the show.
I don't like the show.
But I like the
things. I'm not liking the art.
I don't like the show, but I like the things that have come from it. Like Big Mac and some of the other characters.
Is that really what you... Stop.
Don't touch me.
Don't ever do that. You're gross. I don't know. What's the one question we got?
The one question we got. Oh, Lord. I wasn't.
That's a lot of porn.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just assumed. Well, there is definitely.
There's your dry porn. Neck.
Stop. What is the question?
Stuff from Emo Marble Fox.
What? Emo Marble Fox?
Emo Marble Fox.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on YIF games? Like the Amorouses.
Oh, I've jerked off to a lot of
The YIF Adventures games. Of Kincaid, Bareback Streets.
Bareback Streets?
Bareback Streets.
All right. I have no idea what that is. I've played Amorous and I've jerked off to the animation scenes.
Amorous did it for me. The Nekojishi, like the one with all the big cats.
Oh, yeah, I've jerked off to that.
That one really does it for me. And what was the other one? Like the 2D side-scroller platformer game where you're like running away.
I have no idea.
You're like a fox and you're running away from a bunch of wolves and if they catch you, they fuck you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Someone will know in the comments.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I like furry YIF games. They're fun.
They're a lot of fun.
I would love to be in a furry YIF game. If you're making one, hit me up. It'd be funny.
Dab.
dab on them dislikers.
Let's get Naito in a YIF game.
Yeah.
Or coitus, because this will probably be going up.
No.
Not coitus? You want it to be you.
Yeah, it's gotta be Naito. I don't care about coitus. It's just a cute suit I own.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, give us your thoughts about MILP in the comments.
MILP?
My Little Pony, MILP.
MILP?
Yeah.
Imagine like milk versus like milk, milk, and milk. Milk.
So that's the end of the content we could squeeze out of this fucking franchise. Yeah, God damn, bitch. This
we
is
tried
a bad,
to milk this
we
as much
tried.
As, I mean.
Please don't unsubscribe.
The
We're
crotch
trying.
Nipples are really hard to milk.
The crotch nipples. Oh my fucking god. You're so gross. What else do we do at the end? It's been a while. You say
where they can find us. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify. We're not at Pandora because they hate us. That's the wrong podcast. Then we're on Google Podcasts, Amazon, and Podbean. And then you have to plug your cell phone.
I can't because my ass is broken.
Oh.
But if you want to support me, you go to Patreon.
Well, I thought we carterized it, remember?
You go to patreon.com/NaitoFlow. Now Naito has his own Patreon because if you want to support my adult content, go there. Please.
You whore.
I need money.
Yeah, don't we all?
And also, if you want to see my mersuit porn, I have a Just For Fans at justfor.fan/nightoutflow. If you want to see me with my dick out in fursuit, fucking stuff, there you go. And I have merch at odinwolf.storyme.com. What about you? And if you also want to support North, ugh.
Well, if you want to support a poor college student who's making just trying Minecraft his best.
Let's play.
I made a Minecraft video. But yeah, I don't really make much content. I'm just going to do the podcast. But if you want to throw me a bone, wink wonk, there's patreon.com/koboldnorthcote. If you want to throw me a...
No one wants to bone you.
And maybe you'll update my... The link that has been broken on several
podcasts. Fuck you!
The link that has been broken in every single podcast episode that I tell you every time to fix.
You're my social media manager.
I don't have access to your account.
Yeah, you never will. Anyway, it's been Nido Flow. I hope I said Nido at the beginning.
You did.
It's been Nido Flow.
Just dub it over.
And...
Kobold Northcote.
And,